Smile, America. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Paul Rusesa Bagina is the hotel manager who inspired the film Hotel Rwanda. In 1994, when the genocide in Rwanda began, he saved the more than 1,200 people who'd taken refuge in his hotel, and he did it without firing a shot.
My best weapon was my words.
Which is how he got the mayor of Kigali to provide police protection.
I just looked at him very angry and very bitter and told him that, sir, you and I, we will both face history. Imagine if that day was today. Are you sure that this is the right answer?
But wait, wouldn't it have been better if he'd been armed with maybe a couple of tanks?
If I would have been armed, the hotel would have been destroyed on day one of the genocide.
In the end, 800,000 people died while the West did nothing. But Rusesa Bagina is not angry at America. In fact, what most impressed me about him, besides his courage, was his description of America. He left Rwanda after an assassination attempt in 1996 and travels quite a bit giving speeches. And he says that what sets America apart is our most typical facial expression.
The American people are the most cheerful I've ever seen.
We're the only Western country, he says, where people spontaneously smile.
Is there no other country where people smile?
Well, in Africa, people do smile. But go to Europe, go to Asia, people do not really smile.
Paul Rusesa Bagina, who now makes his home in Belgium. But after placing all his children in American schools, guess which country he's hoping to move to? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.